This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney to San Francisco ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out designcrowd.com to learn more and receive your Enterprise Radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Teresa Barnaby, who has been in the real estate industry for over 30 years. She was already an investor working the fix-up market when she decided to get her real estate license. Within her first year in sales, Teresa became a multi-million dollar producer, breaking her office sales volume record for a new agent. I'm sure someone's going to learn from this interview today. And Teresa, we thank you for your time and for joining us on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
So tell us, how did you achieve such success early on in your career in real estate?
Well, like you said, I started as an investor. So I was on the other side of the fence, right? On the other side of the table. So as a buyer and oftentimes as a seller, I realized what service was important to me as a customer, as a client. So when I got into the business, I decided that I already knew how I wanted to be treated as a client. So I fashioned my service offerings as an agent from the eyes of me as a consumer, if that makes sense. So I gave my clients what I wished I had or that I had with other realtors and decided that if I could just do for them what I wanted done for me, then I absolutely knew that I would be hitting the mark when it came to the consumer. And then on the inside of my business, I just applied my business management skills that I learned from my 14-year career with United Parcel Service. And when I put that into place, my business soared. Those two things together I attribute to my success.
Now, did you ever think of quitting real estate before you became successful here?
Oh, my. Yes, unfortunately. Eric, in the first 4 months of my career as a real estate agent, I generated zero business. And I knew that that had to change. I obviously was doing something that wasn't working. So I either had to figure it out or I had to get out. And that's the ultimatum I gave myself. And so when I made that decision that I had to figure it out because I didn't want to get out, I realized that I wasn't applying any sound business principles like those that we learned at UPS. And I recognized, and I think this was probably one of the biggest downfalls, I realized I was listening to people who weren't as successful as I wanted to be. So I applied what I knew that caused me success at UPS, and then I went out and I surrounded myself with the strongest agents in my office. And I took on one of the wisest agents. She had been in the business for so long, and she just like knew properties like the back of her hand. So I took her on as a mentor, and things immediately turned around. And I had four very successful years in sales prior to going into management, because really it's just the know-how. A lot of it's attitude, you know. It was hanging around with people who weren't as successful and naysaying and. And I knew I had to get out of that. And so I just did what I know worked, and it really did. And in the back 8 months of my first year, I did well over $3.2 million, and my average sales price was like $97,000. So I closed a lot of transactions in 8 months in my first year in the business because of those two things. Sound business principles, surround yourself with good people.
Really impressive. What would you do differently if you were to start over today?
Well, you know, everybody says, if I knew then what I knew now, I have to tell you that I would differentiate myself like nobody else in the business, which I think I already did. But here's the ticket. I would publish a book that makes me stand out as a real estate expert in my area. That's the first thing I would do. And then the second thing I would do is I would hire a coach right off the bat, because unlearning bad habits is harder than learning good habits the first time out the gate. So I wasted 4 months learning bad habits and spent a couple of months unlearning those bad habits after I started working with my mentor. So publish a book, do something that really differentiates you in your marketplace, and hire a coach. You do not have to do it by yourself, and nor should you.
Good advice there. What advice also do you have for real estate agents keying in on that industry who are interested in taking their business to the next level?
I think the key is differentiate yourself. In my second year of the business, I read a book called Differentiate or Die. I didn't write that book, by the way, but it was called Differentiate or Die. And that made a really big impression on me. And so what I started realizing is everyone knows a real estate agent. So we have to really make our mark and we have to stand out. So I would ask this question: how am I going to differentiate myself from the hundreds or thousands of other agents that are in the marketplace? And the best way to stand out in your community is to become the area expert and be known as the area expert. And then the rollover effect of that is the best way to demonstrate your expertise is become an author. You know, the root word of authority is author. So if you want to be the expert, if you want to be the authority in the area, become an author. And like I said, a lot of people know an agent, but how many know an agent who wrote the book on buying and selling real estate? And if the content is directed to the consumer and they know you wrote the book, they'll call you. That is attraction marketing. And we work so hard going out and getting clients. How much better would it be if we could just attract clients? And for agents out there that already have experience, just figure out what you're going to do that makes you stand out from the crowd. If you don't know how to do that, I'm going to say it again. Hire a coach. Hire somebody that will help you do that. That's the advice that I would give to agents going to the next level.
And thanks for that. Today we're joined by Teresa Barnaby, who has been in the real estate industry for over 30 years and co-authored the book with Jerry Robert, Multiply Your Business, 12 New Marketing Strategies for the Real Estate Industry. You're on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo, business card, and web design. This is where designcrowd.com can help. Here's how it works. Visit designcrowd.com and post a request describing the design you need. For example, a logo design. Design Crowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond. Within hours, you'll receive your first design, and over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100 plus different designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. If you do post a project but don't find a design that you want, no worries. Design Crowd has a money back guarantee. In summary, crowdsourcing design on Design Crowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/epodcast for a special VIP offer for Enterprise Radio listeners, or simply enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on Design Crowd. Now, Teresa, what advice do you have for the startup real estate agent?
I think I'd like to give them the same advice I would give an experienced agent. I'd probably just reverse it. I would highly encourage a startup agent to hire a coach. Now, I know that kind of sounds odd, Eric, because, you know, they're like, I put all this money out to get my license and I have all this startup expense and you want me to spend money I don't have. But here's my philosophy. If you're hiring a coach who's not helping you make your money back fast and paying for themselves, you have the wrong coach. So you just have to find the right one that will get you cash flowing. You know, real estate's a very simple business to follow. It's just not easy. And when the going gets tough, you really need somebody in your corner to push you along, pull you along, inspire you, motivate you. And so I would give the same advice as, as I would the experienced agent. But I'd put hire a coach first, or get a mentor in your office. Get somebody that will help you do it right the first time. And then even as a new agent, you know, having come through all the training, a new agent still knows more than the general public should know about what it takes to get a transaction from point A to point B, you know, from where they are to closing the transaction. There's enough information just from coming out of school that they too could author a book that would be extremely valuable to a client, because they know the rules and regulations really fresh. Us experienced agents, sometimes we get away from those rules and regulations. And so the new agent knows those because they just got their license. They just came out of school. So never underestimate startup agents. Never underestimate the power of your education, the knowledge that you have. Take it, use it to your advantage, and don't think about being a new agent all the time. I use this example, Eric. I ask people all the time when I'm training them, I'm like, okay, how many of you have gone to a restaurant? And, you know, everybody raises their hand. I said, how many of you walk up to the host or hostess station and say, hey, I want a table for four, but don't seat me with anybody new? And it's like, well, we don't do that. But yet we know the turnover in the restaurant industry is huge, so chances are you're going to get a new wait staff person. And I said, so people who are looking to buy and sell real estate don't come up to you and say, hey, I'd like to buy real estate. Are you new? It's mostly in our mindset. So get that new mindset out of the way. You've done lots of education, lots of training to get to where you are. Forget that you're new. People don't worry about you being new. You got to show them that you're the expert. And with the education that we get to get our license, we are the experts. So I know that was a mouthful. That's a bunch. I can summarize it. Don't think you're new. Hire a coach and become an author. There you go.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Now, looking at marketing, if you only had to use one of your marketing strategies, which one would that be?
The one that will elevate your presence in your market so much that you can literally make your competition irrelevant. And guess what I'm going to say, Eric? Write a book. Give out a book as a pre-listing tool. Give out a book as a business card. Give out a book as a brochure, and things will change. They're changing for me right now, and I'm already experienced, and I'm already successful in the business, and it's the book today is still changing how business is just flowing to me. It's absolutely amazing.
I'm with you on that. There's huge advantages in writing a book, no matter what industry you're in, especially in the industry of real estate. Now, how do you see the market right now? Is it a good time to buy or sell? Where are we at in that regard?
Well, the market is a market. First of all, I would love to help everybody understand that. When we put the word market to real estate, it means that a market is going to have cycles. So we're going to go up and we're going to go down, and we're going to go up and we're going to go down. And that's what we've seen over the history. For the 30 years I've been in real estate, there's always a market. There's either a buyer's market or seller's market or neutral market. And so it really depends on your local market. And what depends, or what I guess I should say influences your local market, is the simple economic factor called supply and demand. So if in your marketplace there is a lot of demand and low supply, sell. Because you're going to get top dollars. More people looking to buy a house than there are to sell a house. So that when you're in that an economic environment and you want to sell, sell. If you're in a marketplace where there's high supply and low demand, then it's a buyer's market. So you should buy as much as you can in that time frame, because your negotiating opportunities are that much greater. So I can tell you this, if it's a great buyer's market, buy real estate. If it's a great seller's market, sell real estate. But here's the other thing we know, Eric, and this is what I'd love to get across to people. When I look at the National Association of Realtors survey results, what they say is buyers buy because it's just the right time for them. So when it's just the right time for you, buy. Go live the all-American dream and buy it. Wait out the cycle. You'll make your money back. You'll break even. It'll all be okay in the long run. So do what you need to do now for yourself. And if that means buy, please buy. And most importantly of all, don't do it on your own. Just like I've been saying, get a coach. Hire a professional real estate agent that can tell you exactly what's going on in your marketplace to help you make the best decision right now.
Well, tell us, Teresa, how can everyone listening in find out about you and how you can help them be as successful as they dream of being?
Well, if you are looking to be successful, I invite you to reach out for me. My email address is realestate@blackcardbooks.com. And my book, which is Multiply Your Business, is all about the real estate industry, where it was, where it is, and what you can do to cash in on it, understanding where the new real estate consumer is today, which is not where they were when I started many years ago. And so I encourage you to get a free copy of my book, and you can get that through multiplyyourrealestatebusiness.com. Multiplyyourrealestatebusiness.com. That's the best place to start.
Well, Teresa, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and look forward to another opportunity of having you back with us here on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was great meeting you here.
Eric, thank you so much, and thank you for all you do. So appreciate you.
Well, thank you for those kind words. We appreciate you as well. We've been speaking with Teresa Barnaby, who has been in the real estate industry for over 30 years and co-authored the book with Jerry Robert, Multiply Your Business, 12 New Marketing Strategies for the Real Estate Industry. And for more information, simply visit MultiplyYourRealEstateBusiness.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're a startup or an accountant, a blogger, or a photographer, DesignCrowd.com, with over 500,000 designers from around the world and money-back guarantee, is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business, a website, or an app, start today and take the first step by crowdsourcing your logo design, business card design, or website design from Design Crowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast and get a special VIP custom design offer.